The Metaneural Network, Electromagnetic Waves, written by Z. Charnot, 1970. The captivity of believing that the physical is all there is to reality comes from a disregard for the conservation of energy and from certain inconsistent assumptions. Even the skeptical scientist cannot sustain the belief sometimes practiced in the psychological and psychiatric world that there is nothing which is called illusion, or an image called a hallucination which is nothing. The extent of the energy pattern which produces hallucination may be confined to the mind. But what is the extent of the mind? The brain? We don't know that. There is some reason we think what we think, when we think it, as adverse to thinking anything else, some determining force. That force has other dimensions of extent, meaning that energy is involved. To reject the experiences called hallucination is to neglect the real energies which yield the hallucination, even though we do not mistake them for physical experiences. A. S. Pressman, in his review of the experimental and theoretical data regarding electromagnetic fields and life, finds that some phenomena only occur or only manifest at certain levels of integrity and sophistication. The instruments used must be suited to the different thresholds of complexity, of substance, and intricacy of biological systems. Stated another way, the phenomena seems typical of a critical degree of organization and does not appear at any level of fragmentary isolation, out of which that critical level of organization may be composed. We will find electromagnetic energies typical of the functional unit of life, the cell, that do not occur at any level of order substructural to the cell, like the nucleus of the cell or its mitochondria or microsomes. Similarly, we will find fields typical of cell systems, which do not appear prior to the system formation. Edmund Sinnett reports that if the sponge is put through a sieve, reducing its associative form to fragments, some force operates to unify those fragments again. And the sponge will, like a phoenix, restore its unified life. Likewise, organs and organisms provide the same pattern as the sponge. This shows why science has gone so long without discovering the defining property of life, order, by means of which order reproduction occurs. It is not order which occurs by means of simplification, the elimination or the isolation of extraneous form, but order which occurs by virtue of complex composition. This is the defining property of life. The dynamic of a living form can be indexed in terms of mobility and variety of energy exchange patterns. Sometimes hypothesis is the unifying work of science. At one time, Darwin was well spoken of for the facts he brought forth in his hypothesis, but was hesitantly received with respect to his hypothesis. His hypothesis was the relating of the facts, the significance of the facts, the meaning which unified the facts. At a conference in 1969, a paper was presented on the facts of psychotropic drugs, on the effects at a distance of experimental animals upon one another. The researcher then simply said, "We do not need more facts. We need a theory which relates the hosts of facts." A magnet is magnetic because the forces which are closed in small domains within the surface of the form of the magnet were integrated, were unified, were opened from a series of small loops to large loops, which complete their curve of closure outside of the form of the magnet. Metal alloy magnets often resort to interrupting the closure of the loops inside of the internal structure of the magnet's form by the use of an element like oxygen. Then, when we place pieces of iron or nickel, cobalt, or even some of the less known magnetically responsive metallic elements in the field of the magnet, it draws the two forms together. That is because it is easier for the lines of force to go through the metal than through the air. It is easier for the forms to be nearer than further, so as to make the path as short as possible. Perhaps our hypothesis can take this behavior and apply it to the findings of biological electromagnetic anomalies. One further distinction must be provided. If we were to experiment with a solenoid, a coil of wire, we would see that when the current has one polarity, that the north to south pole of the magnet is oriented accordingly. If we reverse the electrical polarity, the magnetic orientation reverses. If the poles are reversed back and forth at a very high speed, instead of the magnetic lines of force finding it easier to penetrate the iron or nickel, it is easier to penetrate the air. This quality of a material or substance varies with the frequency of the magnetic pole reversals. Biological substances conduct high-frequency magnetic lines of force better than less complex substances. When you have a radio, it is receiving a signal of electromagnetic waves through an antenna. The antenna is metal. Metal has electrons which move through the corridors of metallic crystals. That is why a metal is a metal, because all of the electrons don't go around the nucleus of the atoms, but move through the corridors of the crystal. The luster of a metal comes from the interaction of these electrons with light at the surface of the crystal. If you have a radio in your car and drive under a steel bridge while it is playing, it will dim or silence. That is because the radio transmitter's electromagnetic waves are shielded by the steel in the bridge. The radio waves are moving the electrons in the metal out of which the bridge is built, instead of the electrons in your antenna. A pigeon flying near a radio transmitter will become disoriented and fly in circles either until it is far enough from the radio transmitter or until the transmitter is turned off. Electromagnetic waves are electrical because they move electrons. In metals, they move electrons through the corridors of the metallic crystal. The distance the electrons can be moved is relatively great, so that lower frequencies, longer wavelengths, can be used with metal antennae. The mobility of electrons in the complex organic substances of biological systems are very much confined. The electrons move in covalent orbits around the nucleus of each of the enormous number of atoms out of which the molecules of life are composed. Please proceed to part 2.